Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 9th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. A currency converter app on Google Play actually delivers the Cerberus banking Trojan, which logs keystrokes and steals credentials, Google Authenticator data, and text messages. The Spanish language app, called Calculadora de Moneda, was downloaded over 10,000 times, according to Avast security researchers who discovered the malware. MIT and Harvard filed a lawsuit against ICE and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, challenging a new directive that bars international students with certain visas from taking fully online courses starting this fall. The guidance impacts all students with F1 visas and M1 visas who are studying in the U.S., including many in the AI and tech fields. It could lower the number of international students enrolling this fall. Walmart plans to launch a new subscription service later this month called Walmart Plus that will cost $98 a year. It will include perks like same-day delivery of groceries and general merchandise, discounts on fuel at Walmart gas stations, and early access to product deals, multiple sources told Recode. Google, chipmaker Qualcomm and transportation tech firm OpenSynergy have teamed up to create a reference platform for virtualizing Android Auto, Google's OS for vehicles. Although it's traditionally associated with the mobile sector, Qualcomm is also active in the automotive industry. Amazon's Prime Video is finally adding a feature that's long since become a standard for streaming video services: user profiles. With profiles, Prime Video users will have access to their own watchlist, personalized recommendations, and they'll be able to track their own viewing progress, similar to rival services like Netflix. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.